I'm Stacey Dohan Lane with Visit Cape, here with your weekly rundown of what's happening in Cape Girardeau. Artist receptions, live music, beverages, and appetizers fill participating galleries at First Friday with the Arts on Friday, February 3rd from 5 to 9 p.m. Many downtown shops and restaurants join in on the fun with later hours, special guests, and more. Join Southeast Studio Jazz Ensemble and the Jazz Lab Band for an evening of jazz with saxophonist Jim Pisciano on Friday, February 3rd at 7:30 p.m. Head outside to the Nature Center on Saturday, February 4th for Eagle Days, where you'll find family-friendly outdoor activities like hiking, animal tracking, outdoor cooking, and more. U.S. Olympic gymnast Shawn Johnson will speak on Monday, February 6th at the Show Me Center as part of the Southeast Speaker Series. Caution tape is up and construction trucks are rumbling by all across Cape Girardeau. Wondering about some of the big construction projects you've seen across town? We're here to fill you in. 121,000 square feet of soccer fields and basketball and volleyball courts are headed your way with the Cape Girardeau Sportsplex, currently under construction and scheduled to open this year. For the first time in nearly 50 years, Cape Girardeau's downtown will again boast a hotel in the Convention and Visitors Bureau former office building at 400 Broadway. A Courtyard by Marriott is under construction in the historic H&H building, and great pains are being taken to preserve and restore some of the building's original character and charm. Plans for the property include a full-service restaurant and approximately 90 hotel rooms. Get the full scoop on all of these events and more at visitcape.com/events. I'm Stacey Dohan Lane, and thanks for joining us for All About Cape.